Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board as we face the issues each and every day. We look forward to your calls, your comments, your dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. And to reach us, that telephone number is 831-0917. If you're listening by way of internet, the area code is 904-831-0917. Be delighted to have your comments, your discussion on the issue we're talking about today, an issue that I believe it should be obvious to every listener, that is divide and conquer. Divide and conquer. You know, we've heard that old cliche for most of our lives. If you're anything over 10 years of age, you should have heard that, divide and conquer. That's the approach taken by those around the globe that are the dictators, et cetera, et cetera. That is a key element in Marxism. We're watching that play out in society today. The socialist, Marxist, communist media and the Biden administration are attempting today to divide America and Americans, and they're using one of the key tools of Marxism to do so. Karl Marx said, and may I quote, dividing the people. He's talking about, in my quote, his three, he actually had 10 points of conquering control, dividing control. And the out of the 10 points are three that are very, very imperative for us to understand. Dividing the people, destroying the nuclear family, and dethroning God. Hear me again. Dividing the people, destroying the nuclear family, and dethroning God. And that's exactly the playbook that's being used in America today by the socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist, Democrat, left, and the Biden administration. We'll talk about that today and several of the tenets and the tentacles that reveal that and show us what is taking place in that realm. But let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It is the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It is the Word of God that should be the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our pathway, according to Psalms 119, verse 105. We should use the Word of God as the direction for our understanding in what we do. It is from the Word of God that we draw strength, comfort, encouragement, wisdom, and direction for what God would have us to do in life each day. It's the Word of God that can give us hope when we're living in a hopeless society. It's the Word of God that is the truth book. Jesus said to his disciples in John 8:31-32, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus went on to say in John 14:6, I am truth. And further he states very clearly in John 17:17, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the Word of God that we need to draw strength, comfort, and encouragement, direction in our lives as we go each day. Ladies and gentlemen, truth is not sought after anymore. Truth is viewed in a dark light. Truth is disdained. Truth is dissed. Truth is absolutely squandered, if you will. In fact, in the Beltway in Washington, I don't think they could spell the word truth. It was George Orwell, the secularist, that said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We find that coming to fruition in full focus today in the society in which we're living in. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that made the statement about the decline of America is linked to the death of truth. He said, what we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume that whatever we believe is true and real. yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches. That's the reason we need to go back to the truth book, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer John Huss that said, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. And I call on you on this broadcast each and every day to be willing to defend the truth, even to death. I believe we're rapidly getting into the position in America, as is found around the world, in other countries, where the one that stands for truth is the one that risks his or her life for standing for the truth. And may I say to you, we win in the end. It may seem on the short term that those that are truth tellers and truth standers, those that stand for truth, if I can use that word, truth standers, but those that stand for truth, I contend that as we study the scripture, we understand that we might go through difficulty, darkness, devastation in this world, but we win in the end. Our retirement plan is out of this world for Christians, ladies and gentlemen. We need to recognize that and stand for truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment with the homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators for the hurricane preparedness equipment. Honda generators are found at Tools for Time with a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment for the hurricane season. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old San Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old San Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. But wait, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions: house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work, ladies and gentlemen. It's a family-friendly environment. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing all of the staff at Tools for Time to be in the house of God with the people of God, worshiping in the church of God as God has designed it. Drop by Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen. Make your application for employment. Wait for an interview and see what God does about placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a very serious subject we're talking about today. We're going to have a brief monologue, then we're going to introduce our very special guest and ask some questions and have some dialogue and discussion about the things that's taking place in America, what the Biden administration is doing, what has just taken place with the Sussman trial, that part of the John Durham prosecution of the Hillary Clinton clandestine group that tried to destroy the Trump administration. We'll talk about that. We'll be talking about the shortage of baby formula, and yet they have thousands and thousands of bottles and cans of baby formula at the border for the illegals coming in. I understand some families are going across the border now, finding plenty of baby formula down in Mexico. What's the difference? What is taking place? All of these things we're going to discuss today with our special guest. In just a moment, we'll introduce him and see what God has in store for us. But ladies and gentlemen, if you go back to what we said in the pre-introductory stage of this broadcast today, that Karl Marx has made the statement that dividing the people, destroying the nuclear family, and dethroning God. And ladies and gentlemen, we're seeing this today. It's being carried out before our eyes in America. And of course, the Biden administration says that they will build back better. What do you mean, build back better? Again, that's another socialist Marxist, Karl Marx communist statement. You've got to tear down something to build it back better. And they're saying that what they're doing, hear me, and it's planned, it's orchestrated with the destruction of our economy today. It's planned and orchestrated with the gas prices being where they are today. In fact, I saw one news article where $8.99 a gallon at one service station out on the West Coast, in the left coast, I should call it, in the state of California. We're finding, ladies and gentlemen, there's a destruction of our foundation in America today, and it's for the purpose of destroying the Constitutional Republic. Recently, the tool that's being used by the Biden administration is to call God-fearing, hear me, one of the tools out of the Karl Marx playbook, dividing the people, destroying the nuclear family, and dethroning God. And now we're finding one of the Loose Likes Lost Liberal Communist Network news organizations, along with the Biden administration, is now saying that it is the God-fearing Christian. They're not calling it the God-fearing Christian. I am the God-fearing Christian that's now being called the domestic terrorist. And yet the media and the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party are pointing to what they're designated as the Christian nationalist, the Christian nationalist. One on the left made this statement, quote, "It's a movement known as Christian nationalism is making its presence known in many Republican primary races this year. Ladies and gentlemen, the design purpose is to divide our nation and to destroy the election." I'm looking at that article that speaks about that. Christian nationalism on the rise in some GOP campaigns. The Victory Party took on the feel of an evangelical worship service after Doug Mastriani won Pennsylvania's Republican gubernatorial primary this month. As a Christian singer led the crowd in song, some raised their arms toward the heavens in praise. Mastriano opened his remarks by evoking, quote, "God uses the foolish to confound the wise," end quote. He claimed Pennsylvania's freedom would be snatched away if the Democratic opponents win in November, and cast the election in a starkly religious term with another biblical reference. "Let's choose this day. Let's choose this day to serve the Lord," he said. Mastroianni, a state senator and retired Army colonel, has not only made faith the central part of his personal story, but has woven conservative Christian symbols and beliefs into the campaign, becoming the most prominent example this year election cycle of what observers are now calling a surge of Christian nationalism in the Republican Party. And it goes on to say that often overlaps with the conservative Christian political agenda, including opposition to abortion, same-sex marriage, transgender rights, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, ladies and gentlemen, briefly, it's about a six-page article, but briefly, let me summarize it. Now we're called Christian nationalists just because in a political campaign, a Christian, a conservative campaigner, or a one that is running for office, might use the name of God. He might say that abortion is bad, that the election of 2020 was stolen, or that God honors those that honor him, or that will say that the LGBTQ sodomite agenda is unbiblical, unholy, and unnatural, or that will say something about faith, family, and our freedom. And now we're being designated and targeted as Christian nationalists. One other article on that, and I'll not go into it at this point. News media giant warns of the rise of Christian nationalism. But they have a preface now in this article. The media giant warns of the rise of white Christian nationalism. You see the point. You're going to try to divide the people based on whether or not we're conservatives and patriots and Christians, or whether or not we're, I call it the Loose Likes Lost Liberals, and now they're going to try to divide further by ethnicity. So now it's the white Christian nationalist that they're talking about. One freelance writer in this article, David Bates, tweeted, "They will go after every office, every seat, from the White House to the school board, city council, even liberal library boards. They will. They are. Pay attention," he said. "This is what fascism looks like in America in the 21st century. Get it. Get in the fight or forfeit your right," he goes on to say. And he says here, "Apparently, if you believe in school prayer, American exceptionalism, traditional marriage, protecting the lives of the unborn, and biological sex, you might be a Christian nationalist," he wrote, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, it's our delight to have with us today Congressman Mike Hill. Mike was the former District 1 representative for the state of Florida, and I'm delighted that Congressman Hill is available to speak with us today. We'll talk about some of these issues, but Mike, welcome to Let's Face the Issues as we continue to see what God has in store for us as a great nation.
Dr. Youngblood, thank you so much for having me. And to be named a Christian nationalist, I think, is a good thing, even if they want to add on to that domestic terrorist. Put them together if you want. But being a Christian nationalist, I think, is a great title.
I think it's a good badge to wear. I said in a recent broadcast, touching on it briefly, that I would be honored to wear that badge of recognition, because I believe that abortion is murder. I believe that the LGBTQ sodomite lifestyle is brainwashing, and it's an ideological bent that's being pressured and pushed in our schools today that will destroy the morals and ethics and the values of our sons and daughters. But, Congressman, I think that, as I have observed it, it is designed, the purpose is to divide our nation and to destroy the fall elections in particular. Do you find it odd, or is this a normal plan by the left? Here we are now just about 5 months from an election, and all of a sudden they're trying to divide us by ethnicity, trying to divide us with whether we're liberals or conservatives or Christians, and trying to put some kind of derogatory name tag on us. And I don't count it as being derogatory. They do, calling it the Christian nationalists, or now, as one media put it, the white Christian nationalists. What are your thoughts? Is there a modus operandi there? Is there a plan to try to undermine the election in some fashion as you see it?
Oh, I think we can expect that, Dr. Youngblood, and we have to be vigilant about that, being aware that they are going to try to do something to make sure that these elections are not fair. For some reason, that's just how Democrats operate. That's how the left operates. They don't see anything wrong with cheating. And it's because their moral compass is so far off that they think that the ends justify the means, that if they can win either by lying, stealing, or cheating, then they'll do it and not feel any remorse about it at all. It's utterly amazing to see that during the time when President Trump was president, that we had all these riots and burning of cities by such groups as Antifa and Black Lives Matter. And they would use any excuse to do it, the police shootings or whatever, systemic racism, whatever they could make up, conjure up. They were having these violent reactions through our cities. And then when Joe Biden becomes president, all of a sudden, that all goes away. All of a sudden, systemic racism seems to be taken care of, or at least to the point where there's no need for these violent reactions, the burning and looting happening in our cities. But I think, Dr. Youngblood, because we are seeing Republican victories in states after states all over the place.
Across America.
Across America, because people are seeing that what the left was peddling does not work. Those snake oil salesmen, not only did it not work, it's a disaster. And we see it everywhere, you know, at the fuel pumps, in the grocery stores, everywhere. It's an utter disaster. So as the people are no longer accepting the left's agenda, and as we go through these states and cities where more Republicans are being elected, I think we're going to see that violence return, because that's all they know, the violence and then the cheating when it comes election time.
You're right. Congressman, hold your thoughts for just a moment. We have Kevin on the line. Kevin, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, appreciate y'all. It's all about the truth, Dr. Youngblood, and these shootings in Uvalde and Buffalo, I researched them, and none of it makes sense. The evidence is not there. The videotape in a Buffalo shooting, there should be blood everywhere, literally everywhere, and there's not a drop. The Uvalde shooting, he shot his grandmother. What young kid would shoot his grandmother in the cheek? And where's the interview to grandmother? Where is the interview? Where's the physical evidence, the blood evidence, the video evidence? There's nothing. There's nothing. So my thing is, don't trust anything they say or do in this government or news media, because they're all back in lies.
Kevin, wait a minute. Let me get something right. Are you saying that you don't believe these shootings took place? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. They did not take place.
Well, I'm sorry to have to disagree with you. Facts are facts, and I don't know what you're reading or what you're watching, but I'd have to challenge that anytime, any place. We can't deny what's facts just because we don't like some of the facts.
The evidence
are very, very real. The evidence is there. We've not seen, there's nobody showing
it.
No video footage has been shown inside the market in Buffalo, New York. No video footage been shown inside the school to show whether or not there's blood. But I would challenge your statements. I'd go back and verify some of the sources that you apparently are watching or looking at or reading. because these are facts. But I appreciate your comments and the interest in what you're saying, though. Thank you so much for your call. Congressman, what do you say in relationship to one that would have the belief that somehow, some way, these things are just the figments of the imagination? I understand that we've got a loose, lax, lost liberals on the left. They'll try to say anything and pull any tool out of the toolbox to destroy the conservatives, and especially the Republican Christian conservatives. But how do you respond to one that has the conspiracy theory that this didn't even happen?
Well, I've actually seen some of those thoughts, Dr. Youngblood, where people are saying that it's not adding up. It doesn't make sense, especially the shooting in Uvalde. Not that it didn't happen, but that it might have been orchestrated. So I'm seeing some of this going on because they're asking the question, how could an 18-year-old who's living with his grandmother be able to afford these weapons? I think he had two of them, which were worth a total of $5,000, was driving a brand new truck, and they're just saying that too many things don't add up. The tragedy is, I believe it did happen. I mean, it was horrible, those children being murdered like that. And there were adults that were murdered also, which now could leave their children either orphaned or a missing parent. Now, it's just a horrible situation. And what we need to look at, instead of the left using it as an opportunity to scream gun control, is what we need to look at instead is the root causes of these shootings. Whenever we see these shootings take place, there always seems to be a very common denominator in these young men who commit these mass shootings. Number one, they come from broken homes. There's no father present. We've noticed that. Number two, they seem to be loners or ostracized by society. And in particular, they don't have much contact with the opposite sex. And then this is a big factor, which is not talked about a lot at all, is that practically all of them were either on or have just come off of psychotropic drugs.
Yes.
Either that were prescribed or that they got illegally. And so it is a mental health problem, it is a spiritual problem. And as you said in your opening monologue, Dr. Youngblood, it is part of the specter of evil communism, of breaking up the families. So these broken families is part of the root cause of all that is happening to these young men who grow up troubled without a father and then eventually move onto the drug scene. Their brains get scrambled and then they go on these shooting sprees. So what we have to stop, Dr. Youngblood, is the evil specter of communism.
Yes.
Communism is more than just a political ideology. It's more than just an economic system. Communism is pure evil, and its intent is to replace God with man and a state-controlled nation instead of a God-fearing, people-controlled nation.
Absolutely. Congressman, hold a moment. I believe we have one of our sons, Greg, on the line. Greg, go with the question or comment, please.
You know, for the last caller, with all due respect, that sentiment comes from folks like Alex Jones. I guess he's probably chimed in. I've not seen him in a while. He's probably chimed in on this. He was wrong on 9/11, but he sold a lot of DVDs on the hoax of 9/11, as he called it. You know, when you got airplane debris outside and inside the Pentagon, and you got all these, and to say that those airplanes weren't airplanes that flew into the buildings, and we didn't have nearly 3,000 deaths. I suppose Alex Jones didn't go to any of the funerals. I suppose he didn't talk to any of the family members. I suppose in the Sandy Hook thing, he never spoke with any of the families, never attended any of the funerals. The idea that these are all fabricated events is just absurd on its face. However, he makes a lot of money doing that. you know, and granted, I will give him, you know, the few times I've given his ear, he's had some things to say that do make you go, interesting. So I think it's a good idea to always question what you see in the news, but don't always throw out common sense. And of course, at this event, it's amazing to see how the assault on regular, you know, tools, regular rifle platforms is in full swing. You know, obviously the studies have been done. Your FBI crime stats show that more people are killed with blunt objects than are killed with rifles. But keep in mind, folks, because literally I just sat in a forum where a federal judge was talking kind of candidly, and he said, you know, he used the term assault rifles three times, and he says we have this pandemic, I believe he said, of mass shootings with assault rifles. I'm going, oh my goodness, you know, this guy, he's in such a position, but he really has not studied the issue himself. If you step back in the early 80s, the shootings, many of the shootings in the south side of Chicago, New York, D.C., they were using pistols, cheap pistols. Very quickly, the term Saturday night special came into vogue. And they wanted to control, I think it's a handgun control act. Feinstein and others, you know, pushed it very vigorously. They wanted, you know, and of course it evolved into the assault weapons ban and this and that. It is absurd on its face. If you buy into the idea that a 30-round magazine is bad or a 100-round magazine is bad, you've already bought a lie. But you bought into something where it's progressive. If they can convince you that a person should not have more than 10 rounds in their firearm, then they can convince you that, you know, 11 rounds is bad, 10 rounds is better, 9 rounds is better than that, all the way down to one round. At the end of the day, that one-round gun can still kill someone, right? And I just posted a video online of a world record-setting pistol shooter. I mean, he fires off 8 rounds and a reload in like 1.3 seconds. The reality is it has nothing to do with the platform, has nothing to do with the tool, has everything to do with the criminal. And we've known for 40 years with studies that I heard in 30-something years ago when I was in the state attorney's office, the number one deterrent for a violent criminal is an armed victim. We've created gun-free zones that are truly killing fields for a criminal because they know that they will go in and, for the most part, they will have no resistance. If guns were dangerous, gun shows would be killing fields, but they're not. You walk in and there are tens of thousands of firearms in some of these gun shows, and nobody gets shot. Nobody. How in the world is it? Those firearms are supposed to be evil and wicked, according to the left. What they really want, though, is absolute dictatorial control, and the Second Amendment is standing in their way. Your First Amendment rights to free speech and freedom of religion, those are standing in their way. Why is it that those are always the things that they seek to dismantle and destroy? Leftist, communist, socialist, for 100-some-odd years, every single time they attack a culture, they go after those things first.
You're exactly right. Congressman, what is your response to what we've just heard?
Well, I always enjoy when your son calls into the show, Dr. Youngblood, because it's almost like he is speaking, or he's reading my mind and is speaking exactly what I'm thinking. He is right on target. And everything that he said, I agree with 100%. He is well-learned, well-studied, and knows the topics. And so all I can say is exactly ditto to what he just said.
That was my thought, too, ditto, you know, that formulates the correct answer to it. Greg, thank you so much for taking time to call in today. Congressman, one of the things that I see taking place with this administration is taking, Greg touched on, taking this issue to try to go back to a gun control approach. And we want to talk about after the top of the hour news. We want to get in a little deeper about some of the events that took place at Uvalde, Texas, about the vehicle, about the weapons, about the funds, about the reason that nothing is being said about those things. We'll talk about that. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the top of the hour news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.